Hello, bosses. I'm your host, Shana Kono, and this is the Bossy and Glossy podcast. If you are not subscribed yet, make sure you do subscribe so you are one of the first ones to get to listen to our new episodes each Wednesday. Today, we are going into the topic of how to know you are on the right path. No matter what the right path is for you, every one of us has one path that we have in mind. There's one or another way that we see ourselves in the future. And in order to get there, we do have to know whether or not we are doing the right things or we are doing the wrong things towards that future of ours. Are we on the right path? So without further ado, let's get into it. In order to know you're on the right path, you have a goal and you have a plan. Those are two really important things when mapping out your future, that you have set yourself a goal and written down a plan. This is how anything, any work towards that future that you have in mind works. Let's say you want a degree and your plan must be that you study accordingly, that you visit classes, that you do extracurriculars, all kinds of things towards that goal. Even though those are small goals, it's important that you set yourself a goal and have a plan towards it and act according to that plan. There are things in life that bring us closer to that goal. Those are typically things that are part of the plan. And there are always things that are not part of the plan. And those are the exact things that won't bring us closer to that main goal of ours. As human beings, it's absolutely normal to just do nothing every once in a while, to have a bad day, to go out for a drink or two. In your life, if you are going to be on your right path, it's important that those kind of things are not becoming a habit. The things that you've written down on your plan, those are the things that weigh more. So here's another thing to do to know for yourself that you are on your right path. Every day, you pick at least one thing that pushes you towards that goal. Let's say you want to be a dance instructor. I'm just saying random things right now, I know. But that could be a thing, right? That could be a goal of somebody. So what do? You could pick at least waking up 1 hour earlier than you do usually. And you figure out every day certain steps towards a new choreography. And after a month, you will have a whole thing that you could present to an academy, to students. No matter what that is, you have picked one thing. Or let's say journaling really helps you, or praying or meditating. It can be the simplest thing. But you have to absolutely have a goal, have a plan, and every day you need to do at least one thing that pushes you towards that goal. How do you know then that you are on the right path? Here's one thing. So your circle will definitely become smaller. What do I mean by that? It's normal that success, goals, things that you have planned for yourself and for your future, things that excite you, that those intimidate other people. It's our normal human nature that whenever you want to break out of a circle that you're currently in, that there are people who are afraid of that. They are afraid of you going ahead and they know exactly that you could achieve it. So there are always people who probably say a thing or two that could bring you down, and they want to keep you where you are because it's comfortable for them and it makes them happy. But that's not what's great and good for you, right? So you have to ultimately choose yourself, because you are the person who will, at the end of the day, pay your own bills, be responsible for your own life and for your own future. So it's normal that on your way towards your success, no matter what your success looks like, that your circle of friends, your circle of maybe other family members, not your immediate family, but people who always ask what you are doing, that you start not sharing as much with them, because it's just for them to know where you currently are and if they match where you are in life, if you get what I mean. So it's totally normal when your circle becomes smaller. That means you are actually on the right path. And it sounds strange, but it is what it is. And we must understand that this is a part of it. It's not always pretty. It's not always easy. And this is definitely a part of being on your right path. And then there's another thing. You change. And that must be one of the biggest things that happen around you. So as humans, we are habitual beings, meaning everything we do is by habit, right? Everything we think is because of our habits. So if you make it a new habit to think a different way, every day you pick up something new, you make it a habit to do other things, you make it a habit to step out of your own comfort zone, go out and get what is necessary to reach your goals, it means you change. And people around you and you will realize that you will change. And we always have somehow a negative connotation towards change because we like the way things are as human. We like our habits. It's comfortable. The habits are what make things really comfortable for us. And as soon as these habits change or you start changing them, it becomes uncomfortable. That is when great things happen for you. That is when you start actually being on your right path towards your goals and towards your success. Because it's when we're really uncomfortable, through changing our habits, through changing our circles or making it smaller, planning and to setting ourselves a goal, that is when things start to shift and you will see them shift little by little. Sometimes something big even happens right away or 3 months in, or sometimes it's just really small things, but things are happening. And lastly, because you change everything, your surroundings will change, your attitude will change, your goal might even change because you see how much you are capable of doing. And that means adjusting your plan, and that is perfectly fine. That is something I learned from the most successful people that have ever lived. Every book I've read so far, they always come down to that it is totally normal to change your goals and to change your plan because you have changed. That change means you are on the path towards success, towards something bigger that you could have imagined. And those are things that I wanted to share with you today because I believe knowing whether or not you are on your right path really shifts something within you, right? Either it motivates you to get out of whatever you are in right now, to get on your right path, or you are sure, okay, great, I'm doing all these things. I am on my right path towards my success. And I believe that is really valuable. So, to keep today's episode short, I hope you have a great week still with a lot of motivation, and I hope today's episode helps you to implement these steps within your everyday life so you really can make sure that you are on your right path towards success. Thank you for tuning in today, and make sure you subscribe, and I see you tuning in next week. Until then, bossies, bye!